Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Afghanistan is marking a national day of mourning on the day after a bomb attack in Kabul killed at least 80 people and wounded more than 200 others during a peaceful protest rally. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Saturday's deadly attack. An Afghan Interior Ministry statement says three suicide bombers attacked demonstrators. It said one of them detonated his device among the protesters. One mistakenly killed only himself, while a third was shot dead by security forces guarding the rally. The ministry has banned public gatherings and demonstrations for 10 days. A website linked to the Islamic State terror group claimed responsibility for the violence. A statement said the attack was meant to warn Afghanistan's ethnic Hazaras, who are mostly Shiite, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against the terror group. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in Baghdad Sunday that killed at least 12 people. Officials say the blast went off near a checkpoint in a Shiite section of northern Baghdad. The attack wounded about 25 others. IS says it was targeting security personnel in the area. Islamic State has carried out other suicide bombings in Iraq, targeting Shiites and security officers. Torrential rains have caused devastating floods in much of China, leaving more than 150 people dead and scores missing. The northern province of Hebei has suffered the worst of the deluge and highest number of casualties, according to state media, with 114 dead and 111 missing. More than 300,000 people have been forced to evacuate their homes. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Virginia Senator Tim Kaine campaigned together for the first time Saturday, sounding an optimistic message of hope in the future, in contrast to the past week's Republican Party convention, where many speakers warned the United States is in decline. Clinton introduced Kaine to a crowd of cheering supporters in the state of Florida, saying she and her choice for vice president will offer a very different vision for America, one that calls for building bridges, not walls, a jab at Republican Donald Trump's call for building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico to keep out illegal immigrants.
When someone says, "I alone can fix it," that should set off alarm bells in not just Democrats' minds, but Republicans, independents, people of all ages and backgrounds. That is not a democracy.
Trump had no campaign appearances Saturday, but spoke out in a series of tweets that appeared to be aiming at dividing Democratic voters, especially over economic issues. German officials said Saturday an 18-year-old German-Iranian man identified as David Ali Sonboli, who opened fire in a crowded shopping mall in Munich Friday night, killing nine people and wounding more than two dozen others before killing himself, was obsessed with mass shootings. Investigators said they searched the suspect's apartment and have not found any links to terrorism, but instead believe the attack was a classic shooting rampage, citing a book found in his room entitled Rampage on My Mind, Why Students Kill. They also say the attack was not linked in any way to the recent influx of asylum seekers that has been the topic of a heated debate in Germany. A new Associated Press GFK poll says more and more Americans are in favor of tougher gun laws, but are pessimistic that lawmakers will do anything soon to bring about changes. Nearly two-thirds of the respondents support stricter laws, while most favor nationwide bans on the sale of semi-automatic assault weapons, such as the AR-15, and on the sale of high-capacity magazines holding 10 or more bullets. Results also broke down along partisan lines. 87% of Democrats polled said they support stricter gun laws compared to 41% of Republicans. China's standoff with its neighbors over the South China Sea territorial dispute is expected to again be a focus as foreign ministers from the region and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gather in Laos this week, making the landlocked country the next battleground. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.